Amerishow.
He's nuts.
It's the Mike.
You ate the yoni.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Big Mother Thursday.
Yeah, baby.
And if we hadn't taken the opportunity yet, for your mothers everywhere and for all you moms and all the sons and daughters of moms out there, happy Mother's Day in advance.
Yeah.
We are celebrating.
That's why we're here, baby.
That's exactly why we're here. We're celebrating a little bit early with our big mothers. If you've just tuned in or you've had your head in the sand, all day long on the show today we have been giving our mothers, 7.5 to 8.5 months pregnant, the opportunity to get together and eliminate each other from competition. So we're having a wonderful time. The winning mom, which about an hour from now, our winning mother will be picked, and we will give her $1,000 American.
Wow.
Also, all of our moms will receive gifts from ProFlowers.com,
cool,
along with a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa.
Nice.
This Mother's Day wrapper in luxury with Red Door Spa packages. Our first runner-up gets an LG V phone, the official phone of Iron Man from Verizon Wireless. And, of course, Big Mother wins $1,000. So that is very, very exciting. And right now, for you, I have, for Irish people, a pair of tickets to see Riverdance live at Wolf Trap. Do you like the Riverdance? Do you enjoy that, Rob?
He's a high-stepping dancer, don't you know?
Yes, that's Thursday, May 19th. For more info and tickets, call 877-WOLF-TRAP or wolftrap.org. For all you from the old sod.
Hey, you're the potato.
All you people with 11 people in your families.
Right.
Yes, 14 brothers, 13 sisters. Call us right now. Caller 100 will win 877-365-3636. And meanwhile, Rob and Katie are back there playing ping pong. I don't know what
tickling,
the hell is going on.
Tickling.
There's no tickling.
It's been a very, very interesting day, and we are looking forward to another one of our eliminations. I will give everybody plenty of time here. Bring the moms back in.
Wheel them in.
We're one at a time, of course. We are down to only three. After this round of eliminations, we will have our remaining two, and the jury of peers will vote as to who will win the $1,000 on Big Mother.
I wonder who they'll choose.
I'm not sure. I hope it's a big Irish family. Boy, you look... Can we get a seat? Can we get a chair for the mothers? Good God. I swear to God I'm going to hit Matt before his ultimate fight. You're going to have your ultimate fight today. We got 300 chairs over here in the corner. All right.
One thing we don't have a shortage of in the studio is chairs.
They're have a seat.
Not in the right place now.
How are you, Hillary?
All
right, now let's just relax a second. I mean, we've been really—it's been a fire drill here. We have to do—you know—we have short amounts of time here, but I still—I want everybody to just relax. Can I get you a glass of water or something? Have they been helping you? Why were you in the studio standing? I'm curious about that. That's really not good for. Pull the microphone a little closer,
please.
They
found—they found us some chairs. There were no chairs.
Just pull it even down lower. There you go. Yeah. Wrestle with it. Yeah. Now tilt it down towards your.
What are you doing?
I'm telling her how to use the mic. I can't hear her.
I'm sure.
What do you mean I'm sure? Now you think I'm lying? What are you talking? Is she rubbing off on you?
Yeah, I thought you were talking dirty.
No, absolutely not. Right. I'm being nice here.
Mother.
It's flattering for me. Look at me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Hillary, I have to ask you, because you're the first person we've talked to since we've done a couple of these eliminations. How is it going? Is there trash talk or catty talk after, you know, a couple of the eliminations? What's going on?
There's tension.
There is tension.
There's tension. People feel bad. Mm-hmm.
You realize that right now it's either like the super deluxe phone that we're giving away or $1,000. You know, one of the three of you will actually win one of those nice prizes.
Yeah.
How do you feel right now? How do you feel about the other moms that you're in the remaining three with? And how do you feel about your chances?
You know, I'm nervous. I think it's kind of one of those up for grabs things. But I like them. I've enjoyed it. The other moms are nice.
Has anyone during this entire afternoon done anything to piss you off
besides us?
No, really. I mean, everyone's been on their best behavior considering the hormone level.
Matt Goldstein's been well behaved.
Oh, yeah, he's been okay.
Mr. Burbank hasn't hit on anyone.
Well,
we're waiting for it. We'd like it.
Well, Mandy, this has been rapid fire, but that's the way you were told it was going to work this way.
That's right.
We have to cut down to, yes, what? I'm sorry, Hillary. Terribly sorry, I forgot.
Yes, we're talking getting to
getting late in the show. God, I have a headache. No, I don't. Faking it. Hillary, moment of truth time for you.
Okay.
Is this a difficult decision?
It really is.
Sure.
Only really two that you have to choose from.
Yeah.
Who will you vote off of
Axeman.
Yeah, and this is going to sound really bad, but I'm going to have to say Laura because I can't remember the other girl's name.
Ah, but see.
That's the way the game goes. Okay.
Whoa.
She did not make an impression on you. Let's just relax for a second. Right. You know,
just breathe.
I really feel, Bethann, I feel guilty with their up and down. And, you know, you know what I wish we had here? Wheelchairs.
Well, I say that every day.
I know. All right, now.
We can move around on the task chair.
Hillary, you can slowly get up.
Okay,
take your time.
You.
Deep breaths and
thank
all
you,
that.
Hillary.
That's right.
Oh, boy. These moms are really flying around here, and they shouldn't be.
They're very, very pregnant.
That's right.
So pregnant.
Right. Incidentally, I'm very happy because several of the moms have volunteered to get the engineering textbooks out of my office and bring them down to my car.
That's great.
That'll be nice.
Very excited.
Read them at home, then?
All right. Incidentally, congrats to Dan Fisher of Clarksville, Maryland. He is going to Riverdance. He is our Riverdance winner. Isn't that special? Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Do you like the Riverdance?
No.
Could you do a little Irish step dancing for us right now?
Yeah, I could.
How dare you?
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You know, it seems to me that the toughest thing about this competition today is the fact that it's in a concentrated form, that
yes.
You guys have met each other, and like 3 hours later, you're having to eliminate people, and has anybody made any kind of impression either way on you during this afternoon?
Well, sure. Everybody has different personalities. So mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's made an impression.
Anybody? Well, yes, of course, a general impression, yeah. But I mean anything really strongly negative or strongly positive.
No, not enough time. And we're all holed up in a really small room, so it's not like we can run into a corner and, you know, hey, I'm going to vote off this person. Let's do this.
Is it competitive? Is there a thirst for victory
yes.
here?
Ah. Yes.
Ah, the thirst for victory.
Yes.
Really?
Don't let them drink anything.
What?
Back in the bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
No beverages,
guys. So what is the worst thing about you're what, 7.5 or 8.5 months pregnant?
I'm 8.5.
8.5 months pregnant.
Right.
Wow. The single worst thing about being 8.5 months pregnant, would it be frequent trips to the loo?
That's not the worst.
No?
No.
What's the toughest part?
My husband thinks he's pregnant, too.
Really?
Has he put on weight?
Yes, and he tells everybody that we are pregnant.
Do you hate that when a husband says that? We're expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm expecting, pig monster.
Right. Yeah, he likes to tell everybody that, but he doesn't go through all the same things, but the weight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, ready for the moment of truth.
Time to cast that vote.
One of the three of you will either win the phone or the $1,000. It's a very significant decision you're going to make now. Who are you going to eliminate from the Big Mother House?
It's hard, of course.
Of course.
Oh, I like that. You know what? I love the drama.
I do, too.
I love the way, even if you're faking it, Mandy, this
is
great.
I know, it's true. Because pregnant women, we have this kinship. You know,
yeah.
That, you know, we're all going through the same thing.
Oh, you know, you're my favorite right now. Yeah.
It's so true.
Just give her the grand Hillary. Right now. Hillary!
Hey.
Hillary. I know it's not the rule. No, Hillary is your choice.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank
you. Now take your time getting up, Mandy. All right. She rocks.
Very good. Yeah, she's good.
I mean, might have my favorite.
A couple of favorite contestants, actually.
We know. You know, something about you when you say it, Buzz, just seems naughty. Seems unclean.
Well, thank you. It
seems strangely unclean to me.
That is a compliment.
It's terrible. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, gosh, we hustled you in and out of here for a couple of times, and I'm getting very concerned that you ladies are having to move around too much.
Oh, you know
so
what? We're
to...
fine. I shouldn't have complained.
Are you? Well, you know what? How far along are you again?
7 months.
With twins.
Yeah.
You can complain all you want. Now,
just, there's a lot of stuff pushing on the chest. And...
Are they kind of jumping around in there right now, or?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question for you as far as twins. Did you take the fertility drugs or anything like that? Is that why you're having the twins? And how do you feel about the idea? Having two children of my own, I would imagine that, if back in the days that I was married, that my ex had said to me, we're expecting twins, it would be a minor freak out. Were you prepared for that?
I sobbed on the table with the sonogram.
Good for you.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
Now, have you checked the sex of the babies? Are they both...
Yes. There would be one of each.
Oh,
very
that's
good.
That's perfect.
That's fun.
That is kind of cool there. And I don't know if, we've talked to you and talked to so many of the moms. Did we ask whether you had any kids before this?
You did not. These are my first.
Okay.
Cool.
So you got like some made-to-order family.
Yeah, all I'm missing is the husband.
Oh, you don't have a hubby. Oh, now suddenly you're becoming my favorite.
See?
Would you like to tell us your story a little bit? I mean, is this one of the deals where the husband was around and then absconded,
no,
or you wanted to have
a...
All right, tell us, please, if you don't mind.
You know, turkey-based or nothing.
Oh, turkey-based.
Really? Congratulations.
Wow. Do you know the donor?
No.
Really? It could be Matt.
No, don't scare her like
I'm kidding.
So you decided you wanted to have a family.
There comes a point in different people's lives have life-changing kind of things happen.
Sure. You were just ready to do this.
You know, some things all kind of conspired. And
so you're going to be a single mom? Or is there somebody else in your life right now?
No, it's just me.
Uh-huh. Just you.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Wow. Good for you.
You know what? I do give you a round of applause. I like you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any secret about it. Now I'm rooting for you.
No S that I started sobbing on the table.
So who do you hate? Sorry, it just seemed like the moment.
All right, well, we're running out of time here, so we got to make a decision.
That kind of makes me, again, the odd man out.
You know what? I kind of, how can you not root for Laura right
but
now?
But you know, I mean, I'm not really ashamed of it anymore.
Well, you shouldn't be.
No, what you're
no
doing
reason
is awesome.
To be.
That's right. I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for you, except some of the people in the audience that feel you're a blasphamer.
Don't you blaspheme in here.
I got to go with Hillary.
Hillary is right. All right, we have a decision. Let's bring the ladies back in.
You may remain seated.
Yes. Take a load off.
God knows you've earned it.
You have twins in there.
Have you thought of names yet?
Pretty close. It's great that I don't have to run it by anyone.
Let's bring our ladies back
in.
That's true.
But I have to come up with four instead of two.
All right. Ladies, I like all of you. I wish all of you could win.
We seriously do.
In fact, I've liked all of the ladies, but really, I don't mind the elimination process, and this is a tough one. Why are you laughing at that? What is funny about that, Beth Ann? I'm trying to be serious.
I know. Go ahead.
Is this the third person? Yep.
Yeah.
Third person. Voted off the island. Why are you laughing?
Because now you're doing American Idol.
This is Big Mother.
Big Mother.
Third person voted out of the Big Mother house is Hillary. Sorry, Hillary. Hillary, anything to say to your peers here?
Swing that mic over towards yourself, Hillary.
Screw you, bitches!
That's what we want.
It's been a great run. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Hillary.
Good sport. Very good. All right, ladies, when we come back, we will have our first buzz of the last buzz. And then during the buzz, do you want to do this in the next one, or do you want to go to his last news break? Which do you want to do, Beth Ann? I'll leave it in your capable hands. Beth Ann, perhaps near a microphone, just within 8 feet of a microphone,
okay.
So I could hear it.
Let's do it the last break.
The very last break.
Okay. Very good.
The way it'll work is all of the ladies will come back, and they will be juries for jurists for Mandy and for Laura.
Right.
Our two remaining. One of those ladies has already won the phone, and one of them will take home $1,000. We will be back with the last buzz of the afternoon right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.